I'm Kevin Keith for WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle on a Saturday morning, brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. We turn it back over to Jamie Blacker and Don Stock.
Good morning, everyone. We're back on Inside the Huddle. Thanks, Coach Peckinpah and Jake McGraw, for hanging on the line. We're running a little bit late, but we're glad to have you on here this morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having us.
Hey, the Gophers pulled out another good win last night, beating conference foe Tri-Central. Prairie won that game 66-51, and that's your fifth win in a row. The Gophers seem like they've turned it around a little bit here in February.
Well, there's no question we've definitely seen some growth here lately. A good win for us last night, like you said. Anytime you can get a conference win, you're pretty excited about that. But our guys have really worked hard to kind of, you know, put ourselves in a position where we're heading down the stretch and hopefully playing our best basketball.
We're going to talk to Jake McGraw here in a second. Of course, he had another outstanding ball game last night, but I think another kid that we haven't touched on a lot here when we spoke with you, Coach, is Lane Holliker. He seemed to have the three ball going for the Gophers last night.
Yeah, obviously Jake had another great game, and you know, he's kind of been that guy that's been pretty consistent for us. And you know, throughout the year, we've had some different guys step up at different times, and Lane was that guy last night, and he's kind of gone through some up and downs here recently, but you know, coming down here in the last couple games, he's kind of starting to, you know, figure some things out again and getting more consistent for us. And it was great to see him have a great game for us last night as well.
Well, we talked about the kid who's got a high motor on the team last week or the week before when we had you on, Caden Davis, and no different last night. I think he had a really good start. If he can get that game going, I think he'll add another element to your guys' offense. But, of course, he starts with the defense right off the bat, steal on the baseline because he can cover that baseline so well. And then he started putting some moves together going to the basket last night, which was really nice to watch.
Well, yeah, and not only last night, but, again, kind of over these last five games, he's really kind of figured some stuff out on the offensive end of how to, you know, be in the right spot. And we're seeing more efficiency out of him. His shooting percentage has really gone up here recently. But, you know, like you said, he gets a lot done for us on the defensive end and the rebound that really kind of, you know, solidifies that back part of our defense. So he's doing a great job for us, and, you know, we're really proud of his effort every night because he does have such a high motor.
Coach, I'm looking down your roster. You're going to lose three seniors in Nip McGraw or Nip Kirkpatrick and Derek McDonald. So you've got a lot of your athletes that are playing right now coming back. How great is that as a coach, as far as having all that nucleus come back?
Well, there's no question. You know, a lot of our production this year has come from you know, our underclassmen. You know, our seniors have been important. You know, they may not be playing a ton of minutes, but they do play a role for us, and they're important to our team and what we're doing. But again, if you look on the court every night, we're pretty young out there, and I think you kind of have seen some of that in our season, right? Some of the up and down, some of the growth. You know, some of the tougher games we've had has just been from, you know, some inexperience and some understanding, and you know, we're still working through that. There's some things last night that I think we could have done, you know, a little bit different, a little bit better at times, but you know, the good things we're doing are definitely outweighing the growth part of it now, which is, you know, what you want to see from a young team is that time throughout the year, those things kind of weighing each other out. I think we're doing more of what we've been coaching and talking about all year.
I think we have sophomore Jake McGraw with you this morning, don't we, Coach?
Yes, he's right here.
Hey, Jake, I think you're having a great season. Let's go back to last year a little bit. You came in to play varsity basketball. You had a brother on the team, a couple other senior leaders. You came in a lot of times off the bench, and you scored a little over 10 points a game last year. But you knew going into this year, I knew going into this year, you'd be the leader and you'd have to step up and lead the Gophers, and I think you've done a really good job of that. Can you talk a little bit about the difference from last season to this season and how you're propelling the Gophers down the road here?
Yeah, last year, I mean, I just played my role. I came in, I was the scorer off the bench, and I came in there and scored my 10, and I played my defense. But this year, I've really had to step up a lot more, and I think I've done it so far, but I think I can do it a little more on the defensive end. But it's just not me. Only me. It's just a team that's doing a lot, and then I come along and I help them a lot on the offensive side, but yeah. I've done my role, and then this year it's been a lot more.
Well, Jake, you come from a really, really well basketball family, with your mom and dad and all your brothers who attend almost all your basketball games.
Grandpa and uncles.
Man, yeah, I mean, the list goes on. So that means you, that tells me you've got a lot of coaches at home. How do you separate through all of that?
Yeah, when I go home, they try and they teach me. Like yesterday, they told me what I did bad and what I did good. But yeah, there's a lot of coaches. They try and tell me. I listen to all of them, but I take some away and I take some not. But
that a boy. That's a good, that's a good call answer right there. So when Mr. Foster, Michael, starts talking to you, just take a little bit of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, a couple weeks ago, we got to come out and broadcast the Rossville game. Jake, you got to play up against a relative. How fun was that?
Yeah, that was really fun. My cousin, getting to play against your own family member is really fun always.
I told your family that when Thanksgiving comes around next year and you need somebody to get the conversation started around the table, you can invite me out and I'll get the talk going and we'll find out who the king is.
All right.
Hey, Jake, having all them older brothers, I've said it here many times. We've talked to your coach, and last week, coaches from around the county were talking about haven't seen a kid in a while that can get to the rim like you can, and the different moves that you have, especially on a fast break. Can you talk a little bit about developing that game? And I kind of envision at the McGraw driveway when you were the younger guy to get in there and score a basket, you had to get through a lot of tall trees to and a lot of hammering to make that happen, and that's where it came from.
Yeah, last year, I mean, I wasn't as tall, and I'm playing against bigger guys. And then over the summer, I've just been working constantly, trying to get stronger. And then this year, I grew a couple inches. Makes it a lot easier when you're 6'3", 6'4". And, yeah, it's just working on finishing constantly. That's how I get to the rim and finish through contact. That's about it.
Jake, can you talk about a few of your teammates? Let's talk with Jonas Knipp, your senior on the team. Jonas here seemed to come into his own of late. I think a few ball games here, I think he gets a lot of rebounds. Can you talk about what Jonas brings to the team to help you guys?
Yeah, Jonas, he's been helping a lot. He's a really good defender. He's probably our best top defender in our zone. And he goes in there and rebounds. He's not that tall, and he still gets a lot of rebounds. And he just works really hard. And about everyone on our team has been going. Kate Davis started really good last night. And then Lane had 17. Ryan coming along. Jackson coming in and playing really good defense. And just the entire team coming along, I think.
Jake, you're an outstanding athlete at only a sophomore level. Still a couple more years ago in out at Clinton Prairie. What kind of off season do you have, and what do you do to prepare for the following year?
This off season, I'm probably gonna try and get bigger. I mean, stronger. I need to get a little more weight. And like AAU, I don't know what team I'm gonna play for. Probably go around states and play, but primarily, I'm just gonna try and get bigger and get more weight. That's what I think I need to do.
Coach Peckinpah, you got three more games to go. You're traveling tonight way up north to Tri-County. You go south earlier this week to Monrovia and then finish up at home against North Newton before going into very tough sectional 38. Can you talk about some games going down the stretch here and what you guys are getting ready to do to prepare yourself for the Delphi sectional?
Yeah, two of those games are on the road. So, you know, we're hitting the road tonight to a Tri-County team that's playing really well, coming off, I mean, they're 5 out of 6. Last games have been wins for them, so you know, we're expecting a tough test up there. And then, you know, you're working at Tuesday, which I like playing on a Tuesday because you can have that following week for the, you know, the sectional setting. We got to go and play on a Tuesday night, so it'd be good prep work for us. But I haven't really looked at Monrovia or North Newton in a ton of detail yet. Again, trying to focus on Tri-County tonight. But we know it's going to be a tough game. We got to go up there and play well. You know, we're trying to continue to, you know, focus on, you know, putting a full 32 minutes together. So, like I said, we're playing, you know, our best basketball here in about another couple weeks.
Well, it's been great talking to you guys this morning. Jake, glad to have you on. Don and I were talking about we want to get some local athletes on to start where people can hear and get your point of view, and I think you've had a great season. You talk really well on the radio and pointed out how well your teammates are doing, and that's fabulous to listen to. Thanks for being on this morning, and thank you, Coach Peck and Paul.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for everything you guys do. We appreciate it.
All right, we'll be looking forward to covering you guys as you go down the sectional. 38 at Delphi. The Gophers have just as good a chance as anybody in the area to pull that win out. It's been a long time since the Gophers done that. Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
Well, it's been another show on Inside the Huddle. Don, ran a little long, but it was great to hear from the wrestlers that earlier that Kevin put it together for us this week. I'd love to get in here and be able to do some of them, but sometimes time doesn't prevail for us to do that. But thanks to Kevin for hearing from those athletes, because getting the state championship in wrestling, that's a big deal. We want to cover those kids.
I think it's important that this radio station does an excellent job at being able to talk to the kids who work hard, get successful, move on in the tournament. I think it's a big deal, and I know the kids appreciate it, and it's a good thing here for the radio station. I'm thankful to be a part of it.
Great interviews with Carol, Coach, and hearing from Owen Duff and Jake McGraw this morning. Two great basketball players in the area, and, you know, Owen's finishing up here, but listen to Jake McGraw, and can't imagine what we're going to be talking with this kid about the next 2 years, because he's on his way to be maybe the best basketball player in Clinton Prairie history if things progress.
Yeah, I don't see how that's not going to happen, and when he finishes in the being the leading scorer out there, it's going to be a hard record to beat.
Yeah, it sure will be. But the kid's working at it, and he deserves it. So hopefully everything will pan out. Thanks for being on, our listeners, to our show this week for Inside the Huddle. We'll be back next week. The sectional will be drawn, and we'll be talking to local coaches about the upcoming sectional for boys basketball in the next week.
Your home for classic hits, 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. This is WILO.